Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Meanwhile, today, the latest homeless figures reveal the number of people accessing emergency accommodation in the state fell by just 12 individuals in February to a total of 11,742. There were 3,373 children in emergency accommodation. Meanwhile, in Dublin, the numbers of homeless people actually increased. We're going to be discussing some of those figures with Sinn Féin's Ón Oibrín a little later in the programme. But first, to the real impact on real people. Just before we came on air, I spoke to Jackie, whose termination notice is up tomorrow and who is facing eviction.
Well, it was just before the ban, really. Before the eviction was delayed, everything was put on hold. So I had been given the appropriate amount of time, which was 8 or 9 months then. And it was coming up to just like 3 weeks before I was due to be evicted when the ban was in place.
What did you do in those 6 months? Were you trying to find some place or what happened?
You'd be trying, searching everywhere that the council, contacting the council, they were advising, talking to Threshold, basically everything that you can and everywhere, asking privately as well people, but there is very little, certainly for single people.
Yeah, because you're living on your own and you've been renting in Galway for 22 years, is that right?
Yes, at least, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And have you ever come across difficulties like the difficulties you're facing at the moment?
I know it's been bad this last, 4 or 5 years, it's been increasingly getting worse, but never like now. There are no options, really, that I can see.
So you've spent the last 6 months, as you say, trying everything, going to the council, going to friends, looking at the private market, not finding anything, and knowing that the eviction ban might be lifted. I can only imagine the stress of that. Or was it, did you find it stressful, date was coming?
It's stressful. I mean, as such, I was just, you know, really with my doctor this morning, you know, really quite stressed and non-sleeping, really. And, you know, the usual, but really, you just have to get on. You don't have a choice. A lot of people that you're trying already have people already moved in with them. So it's not really an option, really. You're left kind of just trying again and keep trying numbers and keep trying. And a lot of it is unsuitable for single people. And then you're looking at trying to find somebody else, but it's very difficult.
So where does that leave you right now then? When are you expected to move out?
It's been kind of deferred. I contacted my agent this morning to say, I'm sorry, you know, I haven't found anything. But unfortunately, they're telling me that it's for family. They want it for family. You know, it'll go to the next step and I'll, you know, meet them at that. And
so you accept then that ultimately they will be able to get you out because the yeah. landlord has done everything legally correctly. You have been given the time. So you're going to overhold because you've nowhere to go. But ultimately, you will be taken out of the apartment or the property that you're in. How do you
That's
feel?
Correct. Honestly, at this stage, I'm exhausted thinking about it, let alone anything else. I'm not even getting callbacks from numbers that I ring. You know, scared probably, I think, is the word, because I really don't know. You know, it's not like I have someone to help.
Jackie, do you mind me asking what age you are?
Yes, I'm 57.
So I'm sure you never expected to be in this position at 57.
No, I didn't, because, you know, I'm a good tenant, that, you know, I keep the place really well. Also, I understand, you know, that, you know, it's their property. I understand that, but at the same time,
it's home to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you considered the possibility that you might end up in homeless accommodation?
Yeah, I have. Not happy, but, you know, what are you going to do? I keep looking. I look, you know, really hard. You know, most of the people that I was friends with, you know, they're living in Dublin or Mayo or things like that. I have other friends here, but, you know, they've already taken in people. So You know, it's not an option. Also, you know, I know people are very gracious and want to take you in maybe or try and help, they say. Not no one that I know, but, you know, if that's the case, they will get tired very soon.
Yeah.
You know, it's their home. You're invading their home, you know, so.
And you don't want to be a burden on anyone. You're willing to pay rent. You're able to pay rent.
I'm 57, single. I don't have children on the housing with the council. I think it means nothing, really. I don't think it ever meant anything, to be honest. I think we were always in the bottom of the pile as regards any sort of housing. And, you know, I was once told by someone, you know, the louder you are and the more noise you make and blah, 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 the further up the ladder you go. That's, you know, it's not really my style to go in banging and shouting and whatever. I try to hold my own space, but, you know, I don't think so far, you know, I don't. I've been ringing them and I don't see anything for me at the moment anyway.
I'm so sorry that this is the situation you find yourself in. And I know if you're planning to overhold, that's not something you want to do. And I know you're going to find that very stressful as well. It's just sort of waiting for
the... Yes, I don't like it at all.
For the guillotine to fall. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. And all I can do really at this point, Jackie, is wish you the very best of luck. I really hope you find somewhere.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for talking to us this evening. Thank
you,
Jackie.
Thank you.
And again, our thanks to Jackie for speaking to us today about what she is going through. And just to mention that Jackie is being supported by Threshold, who are trying and working to prevent homelessness. Your text to 51551.